You're with SBS Radio.
Nagkaisa sa pagsusulong sa isang rules-based international system ang mga bansang Australia, Pilipinas at United Kingdom o UK. Inihayag ito ng mga naturang bansa sa pamamagitan ng kanilang mga ministers at ambassadors sa isang forum sa Manila. Kumatawan sa forum para sa Australia, si Australian Ambassador to Manila Amanda Gourley na nagsabing ito ang susi para sa kapayapaan, seguridad at kaunlaran. Pero ayon kay Ambassador Gourley, hindi ganoon kadaling makamit ang rules-based international system. Partikular niyang tinukoy ang agawan ng teritoryo sa South China Sea na anyay seryosong hamon para sa payapang pagpapatupad ng international law sa rehiyon. Tinukoy ni Ambassador Gourley ang kahalagahan sa Australia ng United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea o UNCLOS sa ilalim ng rules-based system. Itinataguyod umano nito ang trade o kalakalan at ang payapang pagresolba sa mga away sa maritime boundaries tulad ng nangyari sa pagitan ng Australia at Timor-Leste.
We support the dispute settlement mechanism in UNCLOS. One part of this mechanism, compulsory conciliation, helped Australia and Timor-Leste resolve a long-running disagreement about maritime boundaries. It can help others too. The Australian government argued that the Commission did not have jurisdiction in the case. We lost on jurisdiction. But once we had lost the jurisdictional case, we committed strongly to the process and engaged actively with Timor-Leste and the Conciliation Commission. It enables both sides to refer a matter to an independent umpire and to manage the situation politically, but also to accept the outcome on the basis that it has been decided independently.
Ayon pa sa embahador, mahalaga rin ang freedom of navigation and overflight sa ilalim ng rules-based system para sa kaunlaran. Hinimok din ni Ambassador Gourley ang pagsasapinal ng code of conduct sa mga nag-aagawang claimants ng mga isla sa South China Sea para mabawasan ang tensyon sa rehiyon. Pero iginiit niyang hindi dapat matapakan o mabura ng code of conduct ang pagtataguyod ng mga karapatan at interes ng mga non-signatories o third parties sa usapin.
The situation in the South China Sea represents a serious challenge to a rules-based order in our region and beyond. A rules-based system includes mechanisms that enable the rules to develop, and the laws governing our oceans are no exception. Negotiating a strong and effective code of conduct for the South China Sea without prejudicing the interests and rights of non-signatories could make a positive contribution.
Ayon naman kay United Kingdom Minister of State for Asia, Mark Field, magiging mas aktibo ang United Kingdom sa pagsusulong sa rules-based international system sa Asia. Binubuo umano ito ng network ng mga kasunduan at institusyon na poprotekta sa mga mamamayan at magpapaunlad ng kanilang pamumuhay. Samantala, sa isang pambihirang pagkakataon, pinuri ni dating Philippines Foreign Affairs Minister Albert Del Rosario si Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte sa paghimok niya kamakailan sa China na huwag maging masyadong agresibo at sikaping legal ang mga aksyon nito sa South China Sea.
We have shared time and again that the rule of law is the bedrock of peace, order and fairness in modern societies. The rise of a rules-based international system has been the great equalizer in global affairs. Respect and adherence to international law have preserved peace and resolved conflicts. International law has given equal voice to nations regardless of political, economic, or military stature, banishing the unlawful use of sheer force. And yet, there are those who think that the rule of law does not apply to great powers. We continue to reject that view. There are actors, however, who believe that they have unbridled power to dominate their fellow nations because they have the superior firepower.
Sinabi ni Ambassador Del Rosario, Ambassador Gourley at Minister Field na ang rules-based international system ang paraan para mapanatiling payapa at maunlad ang rehiyon. Mula sa Pilipinas para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.